When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
I feel disappointed. I feel really bad. I don't feel great. I think the performance wasn't good. We didn't start the game in the way that we're supposed to start. I think we concede the goal so easy. We make the things easy for Arsenal and start the game, losing the game, and it was really tough. I think we, after 10, 15 minutes, I think after that we concede, we in this moment, we start to play a little bit, we start to create some chances. I think we start on the game again. We were talking on the halftime that it's not possible to start the game like this, but we start in a bad way again, and conceding two goals in this moment, I think the team give up, and we were not on the game.
Alex,
hi, Richard.
Hi.
It's been a really tough few days. You're out of the FA Cup semi-final, and then a performance like that. How would you stop the rest of the season unraveling?
Yes, it's difficult not to talk because I think we are talking after nearly one season in the same way, but it's impossible to see Saturday on Wembley a fantastic performance, competing really well. Again, a very good team like Manchester City, one of the best teams, and then today, it's not that you can lose. You can lose games, and Arsenal is fighting for the Premier League, but in the way that we today we compete, why one day, 3 days ago, and today in this way? And it's not excuse, the starting 11, it's not excuse the names. I think for the circumstance, we need to make changes, you know, for different reasons. But that is the inconsistency that we were showing, and we are showing during the whole season. 3 days ago, fantastic game, great performance, deserve to go to the final, but today, you know, you can use any word to describe our performance. It wasn't great, it wasn't good.
Go to Liam.
You made a lot of changes to the defence tonight. I know some of that was to do with injuries, but how did you decide on the defence?
No, I think I need to explain that Chalobah didn't play from the beginning of the season and needed to rest. Like Thiago, he's 39 years old, need to rest also. After a tough game that was on Wembley, you know, we needed to provide the team the energy, and then Alfie, because Rhys James and Malo Gusto are not available and need to play, and then of course to use Mudrić in the position of Palmer, and I think it's the circumstance that make you to take decision and to make some changes. As that is the circumstance that happened, and we cannot change. But I think was the most difficult thing is to accept this in the way that we started, because I think the last 30 minutes of the first half, and we compete well, and the game was even, you know, and we start to force them to make some mistake and create some chances. But in the second half, in the way that you start after 3-0, you know, and how after you keep going, believing that you can, you know, compete better. I think in this moment, I think the team start to suffer a lot and struggle to manage, you know, the game. That was the problem.
Maurizio, you challenged the team before the game to prove that they're not Cole Palmer FC. Do you think they're too reliant on him for creative output?
No, maybe with him, you know, on the team today, maybe it's, it should or could be the same situation that we are maybe talking the same way. But of course, that Palmer is doing well for us, and is the only player that we have that is this playmaker that link all the lines of the team. It's true that when you miss a player like this, always is not easy to replace, but I think it was a great opportunity to step up for different players to say we are here and we not only depend of the one player, no, in our performance. But it's true, we didn't compete. I cannot blame the players. I think like a team, we are showing this inconsistency, you know, that is why we are where we are, because we are capable to have amazing performance and 3 days after to show, you know, to be in extremes, you know, our standard, you know, not sustain the bad days, you know, when we have bad days, you know, we are so bad. And then when we are good, we are capable of everything. That is another thing that we need to, you know, to be aware that we need to increase for the future.
Maurizio, how do you sort of pick the boys up from such a heavy defeat? Is the confidence really bad? And you've got really
but in the same way that from here we go here,
yeah.
This group of players from here can move here in a few days.
That
is a good thing.
Is that a good thing?
It's a positive thing. Because we are not capable to keep, you know, the focus, and we are capable to go down, and in the same way, we are capable to be here and go high in a few days. That is this group of, you know, that squad that we are managing that are capable of that.
Okay,
it's a record defeat from Chelsea against Arsenal. Do you feel let down by players tonight?
No, let down. I think it's too many details and circumstances that why happened this, you know? And that is the experience that we need to, you know, provide to the club and the team to that not happen in the future. The club is building a new project, a new way to operate. And of course, always that is the risk that you need to take when you build a young squad, that sometime, you know, with all the circumstances that we are living, because it's true that that the circumstances that are not helping to be, you know, more competitive and helping to be better or to be more consistent, that is the reason that in this type of game that can happen, no, when you play again a team that in the last 3-4 years are preparing. You know, they are preparing to win the Premier League or to fight for the big trophy like the Champions League.
Sorry?
Yeah.
We're going to Andy and then come to you. I was coming to you.
Richard, may I ask, how did you feel out there personally watching that as a coach? And I know it's a strong word, but it was put to Erik ten Hag on Sunday about Manchester United, whether or not he was embarrassed by the performance. Did you feel anywhere near that sort of level?
I think we cannot blame the players. I'm not going to blame the players. Are the circumstances that are bigger than the performance of the player? I think we cannot blame young guys that came here and after suffering some circumstances, the team, you know, you need to come here and to fight again a team that is preparing to win the Premier League. That is why, be careful. We cannot, you know, be unfair with our player. It's true that we are disappointed with the performance, but I'm not going to use a word that is not fair to describe, you know, our team, our player, our squad.
Sam.
Hello, Richard. The bigger picture is you're 30 points behind Arsenal. Is it realistic to ask this young team or this young squad to make that ground up in the course of next season, or is it just going to take a minute?
I try to explain again. Realistic, not realistic, is what is the difference today. But I think that is the first time that play the defensive line, Alfie, you know, this is for the first time that is in the season that play together. But that is not an excuse. I don't want to go again and again and again and talk in the same way. I think it's the circumstance that we are living for different reasons. From the beginning of the season, we were suffering too many situations that are not helping And that more than there is a, you add that this is a very young squad with not too much experience on Premier League. When arrive this type of moment, tough moment, when it's not only to go and play football, it's to compete, it's to have the experience to compete for, you know, for to win, you know, is that is the moment that yes, you are young, talented player, but it's not only go there and to play. That is the most tougher moment. Under our experience, we know very well that always the last part of the season always is. Is the most difficult moment for the player, but with all the circumstances, make very difficult this group of players to be competitive. But that is the reason, that is the truth, and that is the reality. And then you know, we feel disappointed. You know, we need to accept that the defeat is one of the worst defeat. You know, for Chelsea against Arsenal. Yes, we need to accept that, and we need to, you know, we took the risk when we arrived here, and now we need to accept, and we need to try to be positive and to help, because if we want to be better, we need to realize, be clever in the way that we assess the things that we are doing, the plan, the strategy for the future should be, you know, better and in our analysis, in to try... to be very clinical in our decision for the future, to help not to be in this situation in the future.
Okay, I'm going to finish with James.
Maurizio, I understand you don't want to blame the players, but you did also say in an earlier answer that the team gave up in the second half. Does that not make you question some of their characters at all?
No, it's not the character. I play football and I was in some similar situation and with big player. With experienced player, I play with Maradona, I play with Ronaldinho, I play with, you know, Batistuta, I play. And in some part of the season, you know, some this type of thing can happen. And you say, yes, this guy that were on the top, you know, give up. No, sometimes because of the opponent, because our energy, because, you know, nothing is for you in this situation, and nothing you cannot find nothing positive during the, you know, the game, and this type of thing happen, and will happen for sure with different teams.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow, and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.